Who is in charge of naming the colors? Okay, here are a few things that have always bugged me. Purple cabbage is called red cabbage. Green grapes are called white grapes. Roses are red. Violets are...
Wait a minute.
Roses are also yellow and white and pink. And violets? Violets are purple. Let's talk about people. People come in a lot of colors. One day, when I was really little, we were walking on the beach. My left hand was in my mom's hand. In my right hand, I was careful to hold tight to my favorite Hot Wheel car, one that had been my dad's when he was little, one that he called the Hot Pink Beach Bomb. It was a Volkswagen bus, and it was the most beautiful color I had ever seen. And then I saw a man asleep on the sand who was the exact same color. I think I could actually hear him sizzling. And I thought, oh, that's why that color's called hot pink. I mean, I actually thought if I dropped my VW bus in his belly, it would melt and disappear into him. I pointed at him to show my mom. She pulled me along, and she told me not to point at people. And then she said, this is why we slather you up with sunscreen. Anybody can get sunburned, but it was especially dangerous for white people. So I said, but he's not white. He's hot pink. And she said, shh. And then she said that was not his actual natural color. And I said, what could be more natural than the sun? She tried not to laugh. Don't you love making your parents laugh when they're trying not to laugh? And then she said, baby, I would call that color magenta. And I knew she was trying to give me a new vocabulary word. She was always doing that. But now I could tell that the person in charge of naming the colors had gotten to her. When my dad and I go to the hardware store, we always stop by the ice cream freezer to get an orange push-up. And then my dad starts milling around. And when he does that, I go to see Mr. Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins has been working there forever, and on this day, he was mixing paint colors. And then I saw him. Those little cardboard paint samples with the names of the colors. Colors named by the person in charge of naming the colors. Mr. Jenkins saw me staring at the color samples, and he said, can I help you with something you're interested in there? He was talking to me as if I were a grown-up. That's one of the reasons I like Mr. Jenkins. I said, yes, sir. He said, those paint samples are for the customers. And then he pointed at my orange push-up, and he said, you're one of our best regular customers, so you can take a few of those if you need them. Wow, thank you. So I took the ones I needed because I needed to know the color names of my family. Most people say my mom is black and my dad is white. But now with the paint samples, I know my mother is roasted portobello. And my dad is dusk time peach. Peach, like the fruit. Okay, listen, peaches are fuzzy and they're red and they're yellow. They are not that off pink color that people have decided is peach, okay? So if you ever see an actual fruit peach the color of a Caucasian, do not eat it. When I was really little, I noticed that sometimes people were staring at our family when we were out together. I asked my mom and dad why, and mom said that we were a mixed-race family, and that was unusual to some people. I didn't want to be unusual. That is, unless I was doing something unusual to make myself unusual. Like, I can make noises. When I'm with my grandfather and my grandmother and my grandfather's driving, I do a pretty good screech. And my grandmother believes it. And when I'm in the back seat of my mother's car and she's going too fast, I do a pretty good siren. That comes in handy. And I can do a sound that my mother calls Tibetan throat singing. And since my dad likes jazz, I can do Tibetan throat singing, scat singing. Those things are unusual, but they're unusual on my terms. But I didn't want to be unusual just for being with my family. Dad said, yeah, you're a mixed race. Mom and I are the mix that made you, but you're not a mix. You are you. You are who you are. Mom said, whole. Dad said, complete. Mom said, beautiful. Dad said, funny. Mom said, baby, a lot of people need to label you, tell you who you are, but we don't need that. We know who we are. Dad said, look, in the history of time, folks have moved and moved all over the world. My skin is lighter because a lot of my ancestors came from Europe and Ireland, where the weather is cool. Your mother's skin is darker because some of her ancestors came from Africa, and the dark skin helped protect them from the sun. Mom said, "And your skin is the color it is because your people came from Africa and Europe, and we don't know where else." People judging people by the color of their skin are wrong. And then my dad said, "So you know who you are and what you are, right?" And I said, "Yes, I do. I am me, the International Scatological Potpourri of Sounds." And I am Tuscan Apricot.